You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Jackson County is reporting that this is the largest ballot in history. Many of our listeners are confused, Playmaker, on some of the issues, the props, the measures, the candidates and their positions. We've got KNBC's political reporter, Michael Mahoney, who's been covering politics here locally and nationally for over 30 years. Many folks are calling this midterm election one of the most important in modern history. Is that an overstatement, Mike?
I don't think so. Because we're in a position where it looks like the turnout is going to be more like a presidential election than it's going to be a midterm election. Normally, midterm voting turnout is not as strong as it is president. A lot of people are interested, and that's what the turnout is seeming to suggest.
We know that there are some really hotly contested races. Celebrities, presidents have all been on the campaign trail for many of these contests. So what should we expect on the Kansas side of things?
The number one race in Kansas is for governor, where the Republican, Kris Kobach, who's now the Secretary of State, maybe the most famous Secretary of State in the entire nation. Secretary of State's not a high-profile position. Kobach is the Republican. He is in a very tight race with a Topeka State Senator, Democrat Laura Kelly. She has been promoting her stance on education. Kobach has been promoting his stance on tax cuts and stricter immigration. And guys, one of the interesting things here is that there is an independent in this race, Johnson County businessman Greg Orman, who says that the party politics of both the Republicans and the Democrats have failed the state of Kansas, and they ought to elect him. We'll see. Right now, it is a tight, tight race between Kobach and Laura Kelly, and Orman is polling in single digits or near 10.
The race between Kevin Yoder and Sharice Davids. We've seen so many political ads on this, and some of it has just been absolutely terrible.
Mm-hmm. There is a blue wave around here anywhere. It's going to be in the 3rd District of Kansas. This is the congressional district that covers most of the metro area on the Kansas side. Yoder is a 4-term congressman, a Republican. He is being challenged vigorously by Sharice Davids, who is a political rookie. Among other things, she's gay. She's also a martial arts boxer. And she has given him a tight race on this because there are lots of Republican women in the 3rd District who have not cared for President Trump the first 2 years, and they're moving to Sharice Davids. Yoder has campaigned on the Trump tax cuts and the fact that he controls some of the money for the wall and border security. It's been a really tight race. It's an unexpectedly tight race, especially for a congressman seeking his fifth term in office.
We're going to look at things on the Missouri side coming up on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We're talking with political reporter Michael Mahoney from KNBC, and you've covered so many elections nationally and here locally. The amount of engagement that has been happening around this midterms, have you ever seen it before?
Not on a midterm like this at all. People are very interested in this, and you can cite a lot of different reasons for it, from President Trump on down, but people are about as engaged as I've ever seen in a midterm election. People get out for presidentials, but not so much for these midterm elections, except this year.
What is the big race you're following on the Missouri side?
That's really easy. That's the Missouri Senate race between incumbent Democrat Claire McCaskill and the Republican challenger, Attorney General Josh Hawley. This is going to be one of the 4 pivotal races in the entire United States where the control of the U.S. Senate is going to be centered on who comes out and wins this. The polls have this very, very tight going into last night when President Trump came into southeast Missouri another time, 10th trip into the state on behalf of Josh Hawley. Shows you how important the Trump administration feels this Senate race is. Hawley is up by a tick or two. This is a race that depends on turnout. Whichever side gets their turnout out will probably win this. Trump has been the main issue for Josh Hawley and his criticism of Claire McCaskill. McCaskill's been running on access to health care and protecting pre-existing conditions.
So there are some measures, and particularly the medical marijuana measure, gas tax, and minimum wage. When we come back, we're going to continue with Michael Mahoney, KNBC's political reporter, about those issues on the ballot. Longest ballot in Jackson County history.
History, say?
Yeah, there's so many issues at hand, particularly the medical marijuana, gas tax, and minimum wage. We're talking with Michael Mahoney, KNBC's political reporter. And let's talk a little bit about some of these measures.
A couple of things to remember here. Number one is there's a whole bunch of Jackson County measures on the ballot that are also going to make it long. And there's a whole bunch of state questions. So be prepared to take some time once you get into the polling place to vote on this, because it's going to take you a few minutes to go through this. And remember, when you are get in line to vote, that means that you get to vote no matter whether or not 7 o'clock comes or goes. Mm. You're in line, you get to vote. Okay, a couple of big ones that a lot of people are talking about. Amendment number two is medical marijuana. It's one of three marijuana questions on the Missouri ballot. On this one, there's a 4% tax on it, and it goes to veterans. And obviously, you got to have a doctor's note to get it. Amendment number three is also a medical marijuana question. That would have a 15% tax on it, and it sets up a medical marijuana institute. And you need to read the details on these ballots, folks, to distinguish between the three. The third medical marijuana issue is called Prop C, and that has a 2% tax on it. But the difference is, if with Amendment 2 or 3, those medical marijuana issues, they would be amendments to the Constitution. They'd be in the state law. Prop 3 would be merely a statute, and if the lawmakers wanted to go back and change it later, they could. That's the big difference on those three.
Mm. All right, and what about this gas tax that I've been hearing about?
The state of Missouri wants to propose an increase in the gas tax of 10 cents a gallon by 2022. Right now, it's 17 cents a gallon. It's one of the lowest in the country. They want to raise it and phase it in over several years to 2022. And the reason for it is that Missouri's roads, they believe, are in bad shape, and the Department of Transportation for the state of Missouri need more money to repair the roads. Some of it would also go to the highway poll, but the bulk of it would go to Missouri's roads. It is Prop D on the ballot. It would phase in a 10-cent increase in the gas tax, fuel tax, any alternative tax that uses that we power our vehicles on would be phased up to 27 cents a gallon by 2022.
KNBC's political reporter Michael Mahoney. And on the minimum wage issue, what are folks talking about with this?
Well, they're talking about the same sort of phase-in question as a gas tax, in the sense that it would raise the minimum wage in the state of Missouri to $12 an hour between 2019 and 2023. So it would go up incrementally over the course of that right now. The minimum wage is slightly under $8 an hour in the state of Missouri right now, and it would go up from there to eventually $12 an hour by 2023.
There's a couple of other issues on the ballot. 5th District, of course, we've got Jackson County Sheriff. When we come back, we'll find out more about your voting and the ballot today.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's Election Day. Polls are open on both sides of the border until 7 p.m. this evening. If you're having any issues at the poll, you can call 866-OUR-VOTE to get help. KNBC's political reporter Michael Mahoney is breaking down the ballot with the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine this morning. We've talked about the props, the measures, the different questions, and even some of the candidates. There are some local races that are also on the ballot, including 5th District.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you brought up that Our Vote number. That's 866-687-8673, or as you said, Our Vote. If you've got questions about that or issues, that's a pretty good place to go. On the 5th District in Missouri, this is the seat that's been held by a long time by Emmanuel Cleaver. He's former mayor of Kansas City, one of the best-known politicians in our area. He is seeking yet another term to Congress. He's being faced by Jacob Turk, who has also been on the ballot as a Republican for many years, opposing Congressman Cleaver. This is a race where Cleaver has a really strong base inside of his district, which includes Kansas City, Jackson County, even parts of Clay County and Ray County, and he's expected to be in good shape.
County executive with Frank White Jr. and Nathan Klein.
Frank White Jr. took the job over from Mike Sanders a couple of years ago. White is now running for his first term on his own. This is the first time he's been up for an election on this, and as they say, they don't call Jackson County for nothing. It was named after Andrew Jackson, one of the founders of the Democratic Party, and so Frank White is presumed to have a pretty comfortable road to his first election on his own as County executive.
And as far as the sheriff's race is concerned, former Kansas City Police Department Chief Daryl Forte facing off with David Bernal.
Right, and this is Forte's same situation. He was appointed to that position, as you might remember, this summer after the old sheriff Mike Sharp resigned. This is Forte's first effort at standing for election as the Jackson County Sheriff. Obviously, he was the Kansas City Police Chief, and again, it's a heavily Democratic area, and Forte is expected to win his first term as Jackson County Sheriff.
Anything you want to add?
I'm very serious when I say this, is the country doesn't ask too much of us, but they ask for our vote. And I agree with you. This is a big election, and everybody that should go out to vote, you do not have to show photo ID in Missouri. You do have to show it in Kansas. If you're in line at 7 o'clock, you get to vote, and everybody should go out and vote. It's what the country is made of.
It's KNBC's political reporter Michael Mahoney. Thank you for waking up and shedding light on the ballot this morning for our listeners.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.